CeeLo played the Daniil Medvedev stuff from last night. So it made me think of, you know, because every headline is essentially like, wow, crazy scene at the U.S. Tennis Center last night in Flushing. Wow, that was nuts. What happened with the cameraman? Can you believe this happened at the U.S. Open? So it made me think of different sports scenes that were kind of chaotic or a little bit nuts. And I'm gonna give you five of them.
Okay.
All right, and you tell me what I left out. I'm sure I left something out, for sure.
Now, just for context, are we talking like overall or something that happened recently? Okay.
Overall, no, a lot of these are not recent actually at all. Okay. But I think they stand in your mind and they're etched in your brain forever. So like the first one, the Malice at the Palace.
Sure.
That might be the craziest live sports scene I've ever seen. I don't know how anything can compete with that.
Well, I mean, that was...
I mean, players in the crowd.
People got locked up.
Yeah. And it was dangerous. And you got crap being thrown all over the place. Ron Artest losing his mind. Like,
changed his name after that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how long after that, but yes, he did. So I would say that one, to me, would be probably one of the nuttiest scenes I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. That would be one. Another one I put, Tyson biting Holyfield.
I mean, that's iconic.
Right?
That's nuts. Yeah, I mean it's nuts because I don't think we've ever seen it. I mean, that's pre-UFC.
Right, for
I mean,
sure.
As far as, like, gore and blood. Mm-hmm. And I mean, boxing is a blood sport in itself. But
and also at that level. Like, maybe it happened at a low-level, you know, match somewhere in Louisiana.
I think what's interesting about that, you had two titans of the sport, and it went there, right?
Right, that's what I mean.
So I agree with you on that.
So that one's a pretty good one. I put down, all right, the band, Cal Stanford. That's
when the
kind
game
of
wasn't
iconic.
Over. Yeah.
You know, the band's on the field, right? And they run it back and they score and they win the game.
Yep.
All right, so that's a good one. I got two more here. The earthquake, the World Series earthquake, is one of the Bay Area World Series in San Francisco.
Ah,
it was an earthquake. The Bay Bridge almost fell apart. During a World Series game,
saying you're wrong. I'm throwing my hands up.
Susan Waldman had to call in because she was she was covering that for us. Is that right? And so she called in like terrified. You've got 50,000 people in a stadium, and the world is shaking. And you went
Well, because I just experienced the earthquake in New Jersey, and I was like,
Come on, an earthquake 2.2 on the Richter scale compared to... Eddie, do you remember what that one was? That was in the 7s, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was a 7, but I know the Bay Bridge collapsed.
That was some scene.
I don't mean to scoff at it.
Scoffed?
I did. I guess because I experienced my first earthquake, and I was just like, that's it.
I mean, come on now. Hold on. I want to see, because I should have done this. This is my fault, but I just thought of it. What was earthquake? What did I say? Magnitude?
Yeah, it's 6.9.
All right, so it was right around 7. All right, so you checked it for me, and you scoff at 6.9.
Yeah.
You know what a 6.9 earthquake is?
No, I don't. I don't know what that
clearly.
Is.
Clearly. Not good. That's what that is. And then the last one I brought up, George Brett, the Pine Tar incident at Yankee Stadium. You know what's interesting about that is we've all seen the clip. We've all seen Billy Martin go out. We saw the umpire grab the bat. They look at the pine tar, and then he calls him out. And we've all seen George Brett lose his mind. When you watch the extended clip of that, which I did this morning, I did not realize that the umpires restrained him in a way that they almost choked him out.
He fell. They almost body slammed.
Because they had to.
He was losing his
mind. He was incensed. Yeah. And he had the eyes of, like, you know, a murderer out there. He was really mad. The one umpire literally grabs him around, I don't know if it's the throat or the upper chest, and is trying and struggling to hold him back.
He's charging at somebody, and they're, like, kind of... They're like hog-tying him around his waist just because he's just losing it so bad. Yeah, I remember. That's like iconic clip.
The other thing I did not realize about that, which I should have, I didn't realize he actually won that appeal, and they replayed the game about a month later. Like,
really?
Because, that clip, it's like everyone sees that clip. All right, so how did it end up? I feel like that story's never told. The end of the story is not told. It's more what happened, why it happened, how it happened. By the way, the end of the story was they did play the game, or at least finish the game, whatever it was, a month later, and the Royals won the game 5-4.
To be fair, Willie wasn't born.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't born when Babe Ruth played either.
True.
I mean, and not for nothing, that was 1983. I was nine. I probably wasn't watching that game.
That is literally
either.
The year I was born.
So, 1983?
Yeah, I was born.
Okay.
I mean, but I was thinking of some more iconic moments. You brought up boxing. I was thinking about Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe, the fan man. Remember the guy that was on a fan and landed in the middle of the ring?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. Eddie. I remember the guy in the World Series with the Mets and the Red Sox when the guy came flying in.
No, it was a guy, he had a fan on his back with a parachute. It was in The Simpsons. They actually recreated in The Simpsons. The guy landed in the middle of the ring, and it was just chaos after that.
Really? No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's...
And I was alive.
I know you were. I know you was alive for that.
I was alive for that, so I don't know. Jason in the Bronx, what's up, Jay?
Hey, one of the huge ones you forgot, the OJ chase during the Knicks playoff game.
You know that. Yes. Yeah, you know why I forget? That's a great one.
That's a great one.
That wasn't game related, but it is game related because I think you had a lot of players trying to look over to see what all the commotion was about.
Yeah.
That, you know what, Jason? That's a great one, especially because I was watching that at my house when that happened. And what I do remember from that was when they put the game in the small box on the TV.
I remember being a kid watching it with my dad, and he was just like, "I think somebody's chasing OJ."
Yeah,
and I was like. Who the hell's? I was like, "Who's OJ?" He was like, "Well, let me tell you."
You learned,
right?
You learned. Though it's funny, the Cowboy documentary about Jerry Jones. There's a lot on Super Bowl 27 and going into the Rose Bowl, and they're showing you all the scenes and everything. And one of the scenes is OJ Simpson, you know, walking around like he's the king in Southern California. Makes sense. And it's like, wow, that was 1992. He was only probably January 1983. He was only 15 or 16 months away from his life completely being changed forever.
Well, what was crazy about that, I remember, so by the way, I always give credit when you tell me this topic comes up. The 30 for 30 on OJ was, I think, one of the best things I've ever seen on TV. It was nuts. It was great. But I think overall, another iconic moment for me, and I'm not an Olympian. I love Olympic sports, but that bombing that happened. I remember how...
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, crazy that
was.
That's
a good one, too.
And I remember my folks being like really worked up about it. And I was just like, man, that was...
Wasn't that an early Sunday morning?
It was, because I think they were bidding for it to happen in Atlanta, and it finally happened. And I mean, Atlanta had done so much to kind of clean up the city. There's so much going on. And then I remember my mom was like really distraught by it. I was just like, wow. She was like, this is a big moment. This is happening and stuff. So that was another moment that sticks out in my head.
One more before the break. Mark in Berlin. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Do you remember when the guy came out when Monica Sutton stabbed
Yes. Yes, that's another good one. Absolutely. That one was terrifying. The fact that that guy could get that close and do that. And the fact that she was still kind of like we talk about, John
Carlin. Are we talking like the Tonya Hart?
Got stabbed by a fan on the court.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? That's what year was it? 1990, early 90s, I would say.
Okay, so I was a kid. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, I didn't see Joe Namath win the Super Bowl. I know he won the Super Bowl.
1993.
There you go. So,
too bad I was too busy playing with Ninja Turtles.
At 10 years old, makes sense.
Yeah.
I always talk about, the fact that Giancarlo Stanton took the fastball in the face, broke his face essentially, and was able to and have a great career after. I think it's very difficult to do to get over that. She was able to still play after that, which is, I cannot imagine something that was easy mentally to get over.
Yeah, get stabbed?
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. We missed a few for sure.
Oh, yeah, we missed a lot.
But those were the five that I thought of top of my head.
I was trying to think about college football-wise. Was there an iconic moment?
I'm sure there have been, but I'm thinking more chaotic more so than iconic.
There had to be something. Didn't
Woody Hayes punch an official?
I thought he punched a player opposing team.
And it was his last game,
wasn't
it? It
was Ohio State Clemson bowl game in like 78.
And it was his last game, right? His head coach?
Yeah, well, he was.
Yeah, I was trying to think back, like maybe Miami versus Notre Dame, convicts versus Catholics thing. Did anything pop out? Nothing really happened.
Nothing sticks out to me other than
I remember David Boston and Charles Woodson fighting in a big rivalry game.
Okay.
That little sideline thing. I was just trying to.
But
And the Stanford Cal thing.
We said that.
All right.
The band on the
Willie
field.
Willie Mays.